BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Musicians and fans have been paying tribute to one of the most successful pop stars of the 1980s, George Michael, who's died of suspected heart failure at the age of 53. George Michael sold more than 100 million albums throughout a 30-year career. Sir Elton John described him as the kindest, most generous soul, while his former Wham bandmate Andrew Ridgeley said that he was heartbroken. One of his friends, Matt Goss, from the 80s band Bros, describes George Michael as true pop royalty. He told Radio 2 he'd been part of the tapestry of his life.
It's incredible how the loss of one person can change your whole. I mean, such a powerful day, Christmas, and George leaving this earth, and just, it was just a devastating moment for our whole family. He's been part of my world, my brother's world. He was lovely to me.
George Michael was also well known, of course, for his turbulent personal life. In 2010, he was jailed after crashing his car into a London shop while under the influence of drugs. And a year later, he acknowledged that he'd come close to death after contracting pneumonia in Vienna. In 1998, he was arrested for lewd behaviour in a Los Angeles public toilet. An entertainment journalist in LA, Shergun Odulugu, said that that incident helped George Michael come to terms with his homosexuality.
He did not run from it. He did not hide in the shadows and counter lawsuit like so many celebrities, you know, tend to do. He did songs. He parodied himself in videos and was able to make fun of his mistakes. This wasn't a man that was afraid of the spotlight.